Yud Zayin again echoes events that repeated themselves in history, and it speaks about the story of Marta Bas Baitos. She was tied to the tail of a horse and she was killed when the horses began to run. They would torture Jewish women by tying them to a horse and allowing the horse to run at full speed. It was being dragged at full speed along the rocks and the hard ground with no control over your body and the head banging on the floor until the neshama slowly leaves. It was like a sport to come up with new ways to torture the Jewish people. Rav Soloveitchik writes that incidents occurred in the Holocaust that are identical with what's described in the Kinos. It's not only from 2,000 years ago. It's from 70 years ago. He said that he had a first cousin, Yeshaya. His mother was the daughter of Reb Chaim Brisker, a grandson of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim's son-in-law was Reb Hirsch Glickson, who was an Adam Gadol, and his son, this Reb Yeshaya, was a little younger than Reb Soloveitchik. He said, I knew him very well. He was not only a tzaddik, but a goyin oilam. Soloveitchik didn't throw terms like that around easily. The Nazis conquered Warsaw. They found him and his wife during the first week after their wedding in Shevardnadze. They tied his wife down to one car, they tied him down to another car, and they drove off at 70 miles an hour. The same methods of torture, the same methods of killing holy Jewish people. And the Kina tells us how they would murder babies, they would crush the skulls of babies against brick walls. The Kina is so graphic, it's difficult to read. Describing the brain substance dripping on the stones. It's difficult to read, but people that we know lived through such things, watching such things. Harav Gustman described how he had two children, a son and a daughter. And how when the Nazis were beating him mercilessly, he was trying to shield his son in his arms. But to no avail. They just beat him and beat him and beat him until his son died in his arms. And then they ripped his dead body out of Rav Gustman's arms and threw him on a pile of garbage. The most horrific things. Rav Gustman later in life was never afraid of people. He was never one to give in to political pressure. Because he said, what are they going to do? They're going to be mevazim me? No amount of bizayon they're ever going to give me could equal the bizayon that I already experienced at the hands of the Nazis. How he had to pull the shoes off of his child's body, so he could sell them or barter them for some food to feed his daughter, his surviving child. The Nazis killed intellectuals from all nations, but Jewish children, that was a unique target. They took special pride in killing Jewish children. Because children is the future. The children were taken by the time the ghettos were liquidated. By the time the adults were sent to Auschwitz, to Treblinka, to Buchenwald, there weren't many children left. People after the Holocaust thought they would never see a Jewish child again. That there would never be such a thing as a Jewish child. You have to take a moment to think about the value of a Jewish child. What an awesome responsibility. What an enormous trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in us to raise a Jewish child. To be able to continue a Mesorah. To entrust us with the next generation. Someone asked Rav Shechter recently at one of the Smichas Chaver events in Eretz Yisrael. They had a question and answer. They asked Rav Shechter, what's your greatest accomplishment in life? He said that I raised children. So I successfully did my job as being a link in that long chain back to Har Sinai. The greatest success. Not that I was, what do you mean? I'm a Rosh Shiva for over 50 years. You know how many Talmidim I have? You know what kind of influence I have? You know how much Torah I know? I'm a link in this very, very long chain. And the link didn't break with me. It didn't break on my account. That chain still goes on. That's the greatest accomplishment. To raise a Jewish child. At the very end of the Kina, it tells us the reasons for the horrific atrocities described in the Kina. V'im yaharig b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi lo mashmim, the murder of Zechariah HaNavi, because Zechariah had the audacity to give Musar and to admonish those who brought Avodah Zarah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. So they murdered him. And the Gemara says, again, another one of the Agaritas we didn't get to last night, the Gemara says there's blood boiled for 250 years. Until it was finally avenged by the murder of 80,000 Pirchei Kohuna. Ayin Shom. Take a look at the details in the Gemara. And Rav Salveitch points out this also repeated itself. Rav Leibush Mintz was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, an outstanding Talmud Chacham. Happened to have been very secularly educated. A lot of people in town didn't like the fact that the Rav had studied in universities and that he spoke Latin. He butted heads with a few community leaders several times, and one Rosh Hashanah, as he was going up to be the Makri, one of the Balabatim blocked his way and said, for a Makri we need an Erlich Yid. We don't need somebody who's going to call out the Tekils like a Goyish to the Goyish of God. We don't need someone who speaks Latin. And he slapped the Rav, who left town a short while later in utter embarrassment. And as the story goes, that town was Auschwitz. What we know today as Auschwitz. We don't know the ways of history and the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see how we're supposed to behave. To appreciate Kedusha. To appreciate the Kedusha of a Jewish child. To appreciate that we already have the blueprint, our enemies already have the blueprint in front of them. Of how to make us suffer. They don't even have to be creative anymore. They don't even have to be creative anymore. It's already laid out for them. Exactly how to make us suffer. We should appreciate, I think, mostly the value of a Jewish child, the value of Kedushas Yisrael, the value of being a link in a special chain that goes back to Har Sinai. Im tocha.